I'd like to start part three by welcoming a new member to the AT40 family of stations this week, Swazi Radio, serving Swaziland and the Union of South Africa. And on the South China Coast, I'd like to wish Hong Kong Commercial Broadcasting a happy 13th birthday, which comes up at the end of this month. If you're hearing AT40 for the first time, well, my name's Casey Kasem, and welcome to our weekly countdown to the 40 most popular songs in America.
Number 14.
14 big ones on our way to number one. Here's a song that's been around for 3 weeks now. It debuted 2 weeks ago at 37. Last week went to 26. This week to number 14. Three fellas from Ohio, the OJs, and Backstabbers.
They do it. They do.
Selling song in the USA this week from Ohio, the OJs with Backstabbers. From the salty gray Atlantic to the salty blue Pacific, these are the 40 best-selling songs in the USA this week. The countdown continues with a tune at number 13 that moved up four. It's by Bread, the Guitar Man.
Who draws the crowd and plays so loud, baby? It's the Guitar Man. Who's gonna steal the show? You know, baby, it's the Guitar Man. Make you cry. He will bring you down and he'll get you high. Something keeps him going miles and miles a day to find another place to play. Night after night, who treats you right, baby? It's the Guitar Man. On the radio, you go listen to the Guitar Man. Then he comes to town and you see his face. And you think you might like to take his place. Something keeps him drifting miles and miles away, searching for the song. Then you listen to the music and you like to sing along. You want to to get the meaning out of each and every song. And you find yourself a message and some words to call your own and take them home. Flicker and the sound is getting dim. The voice begins to falter and the crowds are getting thin. But he never seems to notice. He's just got to find another place to play.
The 13th best-selling song in the land this week is by Brett. It's called The Guitar Man. Here's a letter from halfway around the world. A listener in Australia wants to know whether any artist has ever had a hit with a song, then recorded another version of that same song, and had a hit with it again. Yes, it happened a few times, most recently just a couple of weeks ago. Details coming up.
Casey's Coast to Coast, American Top 40.
Each week at this time in American Top 40, we play the most popular songs in the USA. This one moved from 16 to 12 this past week. A couple of guys from Alabama with Motorcycle Mama. Here's Sailcat.
Tell your daddy and your mama too, you got something better to do than stick around the house the rest of your life. You're 18, you can do what you like. You be the queen of my highway, my motorcycle mama, and we'll see the world from my Harley. We'll get matching jackets and hair helmets too. We'll get respect from the towns we ride through. We'll sleep by the roadside in the soft green grass, and if the squares won't buy, we'll let them pass. She'll be the queen of my highway, my motorcycle mama. We'll see the world from my Harley. And maybe in a year or two we'll have a little one. She'll look just like you. We'll add on a sidecar, electric guitar. It will be a trio, the baby makes 3-0. Tell your daddy and your mama too, you got something better to do than stick around the house the rest of your life. You're 18, you can be my wife. You be the queen of my highway, my motorcycle mama. And we'll see the world from my Harley. We'll see the world from my Harley. We'll see the world from my Harley. The chain don't break.
Sailcat up to number 12 this week with Motorcycle Mama. They moved up four notches. Now let's answer that question from Australia. It's sent in by Hope Miller, who lives in Melbourne. She wants to know whether any artist has ever made two recordings of the same song and had hits with both versions. The answer is yes, Hope. It happened at least three times in the past 20 years. Tommy Edwards, the late Tommy Edwards, did it by hitting in 1951 with It's All in the Game, then re-recording the song and having another hit with it in 1958. Then in 1960, the Ventures hit with a song called Walk, Don't Run, and they remade it and hit with it again in 1964. But the most recent case was just a couple of weeks ago when Barbara Streisand's medley of Sweet Inspiration and Where You Lead hit the 40. That was a side recorded at the Forum during the recent McGovern rally. 1 year ago, her first recording of Where You Lead hit the top 40. And that's about as fresh an answer as we've ever had. Thanks for your letter, Hope. And now on with the countdown and Donna Fargo from North Carolina.
Number 11. Good morning, morning. Hello, sunshine. Wake up, sleepy head. Why'd we move that Bojangle clock so far away from the bed? Just one more minute, that's why we moved it. One more hug or two. Do you love waking up next to me as much as I love waking up next to you? I'll make the bed, I'll fix your lunch and you fix mine. Now tell me the truth, do these old shoes look funny? Honey, it's almost 9. Now you be careful, gotta go. I love you, have a beautiful day, and kiss the happiest girl in the whole USA.
For the second week in American Top 40, Donna Fargo and a former number one country song, The Happiest Girl in the Whole USA. And coming up, a current hit by a singer-songwriter who tried to make it as a school teacher, but quit when he found that he couldn't handle one of his students, a 260-pound girl who challenged his authority and shoved him across the classroom.
It's from coast to coast.
Here's the chart action on this record. 3 weeks ago, it debuted at number 35. Then went to 27. Last week, number 18. Moves up 8 this week to move into the top 10. Mac Davis and Baby Don't Get Hooked on Me.
Girl, you're getting that look in your eyes, and it's starting to worry me. Ready for no family ties. Nobody's gonna hurry me. Just keep it friendly, girl, 'cause I don't wanna leave. Don't start clinging to me, girl.
Don't get
tell by your trembling smile. You're seeing way too much in me. Girl, don't let your life get tangled up with mine, 'cause I'll just leave you. I can't take.
Baby Don't Get Hooked on Me, produced in Muscle Shoals, Alabama by Rick Hall. That was Mac Davis doing the song. In Hollywood, this is Casey Kasem. And now, the hit by the singer and songwriter who started out on a career as a school teacher, but soon had that notion knocked out of him by one of his pupils. I'm talking about Jim Croce. A few years ago, right after getting out of the Army, he got a teaching job in special education in a ghetto school in Chester, Pennsylvania. And naturally, as the newest member of the faculty, he got stuck with the class that none of the other teachers wanted. The class made up of the kids who presented a discipline problem. Don't worry about it, the principal told him. All you have to do is keep them in their seats and show them who's boss. You'll do okay. And Croce did okay for a couple of months, keeping the students in their seats most of the time and getting used to breaking up fights between them. In fact, he did pretty good for a guy who stands only 5'7" and weighs about 140 pounds. And then one day, one of the students challenged his authority. A girl. A girl who weighed about 260 pounds. In Jim's words, she was a very heavy-duty mama. And she just laid that big arm across the side of my head, you know, and I just went about 8 or 10 feet. That's when he changed his mind about teaching and got into the music business. Doing pretty good, too. His first hit moves into the top 10 this week to number 9. You don't mess around with Jim. Oh, yeah? Tell that to heavy-duty mama.
Uptown got its hustlers. The Bowery got its bums. 42nd Street got Big Jim. A walker, he a bull-shooting son of a gun. Yeah, he's big and dumb as a man can come. But he's stronger than a country horse. And when the bad folks all get together at night, you know they all call Big Jim Boss. Just because. They say you don't tug on Superman's cape, you don't spit into the wind, you don't pull a mask off an old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim. I don't do that, dee-dee-dee-dee-dee. Well, out of South Alabama come a country boy, said looking for a man named Jim. I am a bull shooting boy, my name is Willie McCoy, but down at home they call me Slim. I'm looking for the king of 42nd Street. He drive on a drop-top Cadillac. Last week he took all my money, and it may sound funny, but I come to get my money back. And everybody say, Jack, don't you know that you don't tug on Superman's cape? You don't spin into the wind. You don't pull the mask off that old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim. But do da da. Custom made for you. Yeah, you don't tug on Superman.
first week in the top 10 for Jim Croce at number 9 with You Don't Mess Around with Jim.
Number 8.
Here's the third hit song from Nielsen Schmielsen. First it was Without You, then Jump Into the Fire, and now it's Coconut at number 8.
Got a body, coconut, he bought it for the dime. His sister had another one, she paid it for the lime. She put the lime in the coconut, she drank and poured up. She put the lime in the coconut, she drank and poured up. She put the lime in the coconut, she drank and poured up. She put the lime in the coconut, she called the doctor, woke him up and said, Doctor, ain't there nothing I can take? I said, Doctor, to relieve his bellyache. I said, Doctor, ain't there nothing I can take? I said, Doctor, to relieve his bellyache.
Now let me get this straight. Put the lime in the coconut, you drank and poured up. Put the lime in the coconut, you drank and poured up. Put the lime in the coconut, you drank and poured up. Put the lime in the coconut, you called your doctor, woke him up, said, Doctor,
ain't there nothing I can take? I said, Doctor, to relieve his bellyache. I said, Doctor, ain't there nothing I can take? I said, Doctor, to relieve his bellyache. You put the lime in the coconut, you drink them both together. Put the lime in the coconut and you feel better. Put the lime in the coconut, drink them both up. Put the lime in the coconut and call me in the morning.
This week in American Top 40, Nielsen with Coconut. 7 hits to number 1 and counting down.
KC's Coast to Coast.
Serving the community at Ramstein, Germany on 101.9. You're tuned to CFN, in touch with home.
American Top 40.
Here are a couple of millionaires from Downey, California. At number 7 this week, they move Goodbye to Love up 3 notches. Here are the Carpenters.
I'll say goodbye to love. No one ever cared if I should live or die. Time and time again, the chance for love has passed me by. And all I know of love is how to live without it. I just can't seem to find it. I've always known I'd say goodbye to love. There are no tomorrows for this heart of mine. Surely time will lose these bitter memories and I'll find it.
Best-selling song in the USA this week by Richard and Karen Carpenter, Goodbye to Love. This is Casey Kasem on American Top 40. The countdown rolls on. We won't stop until we get to number one. Here's a tune that Luther Ingram took to number three. Right now it's at number six. If loving you is wrong, I don't want to be right.
But long as I got you by my side, I don't care what your people say. Your friends tell you it's no future in loving a married man. If I can't see you when I want, I'll see you when I can. Just as much. And are you wrong to give your love to a married man? And am I wrong for trying to hold on to the best thing I ever had? If loving you is wrong, I don't wanna be right. If loving you is wrong, I don't wanna be right.
number 6 in American Top 40 this week. It dropped 2 notches. Luther Ingram, If Loving You Is Wrong, I Don't Want to Be Right.
The hits from coast to coast. American Top 40.
AT40 is heard coast to coast and around the world on great radio stations like KQYX and KSYN, Joplin, Missouri, KTGR, Columbia, Missouri, and WMEX, Boston. Here's a song that moved into the top 10 for the first week last week, went to number 8. Now it's at number 5, moving up 3. Argent from England with Hold Your Head Up. Argent from England and Hold Your Head Up.
Number 4.
This has been moving up slowly. It debuted 8 weeks ago at number 30. Reached the top 10 2 weeks ago at number 7. Last week 5. Now 4. Al Green and some Memphis music produced by Willie Mitchell.
Spending my day thinking about you,
I feel like I do.
at number 4 in American Top 40 this week, Al Green's I'm Still in Love with You. This is Casey in Hollywood, and coming up, the current smash by the Irish-born British singer whose record company recalled his first album from distributors and record stores to add this hit single to it, and also to change his picture on the jacket because it didn't look like him anymore.
Casey's Coast to Coast.
Now it's time for a classic American Top 40 Extra from August 26, 1972. It's a song that would become Michael Jackson's first number one hit as a solo act. And it was the title song of the movie starring Lee Montgomery. Here's Michael Jackson with Ben.
Ben, the two of us need look no more. We both found what we were.
Michael Jackson with Ben, a classic American Top 40 Extra from 1972.
CFN Europe. American Top 40.
From the Florida Everglades to the California Redwoods, you hear the nation's biggest hits every week at this time on American Top 40. My name's Casey Kasem. The countdown doesn't stop until we get to our new number one song. Here's one of nine British acts this week in American Top 40. At number 3, same position as last week, The Hollies with Long Cool Woman.
Bye.
5 weeks in the top 10 for the Hollies. This week at number 3, same position as last, with Long Cool Woman. And now, the huge hit by the Irish-born British singer whose record company called in all unsold copies of his first album from distributors and record stores to add this hit single to it. And while they were at it, they changed his picture on the jacket because it didn't look like him anymore. You see, until recently, the image that he had deliberately created was that of a weird, weird dresser. He wore boots too big, pants too short, funny ties, and a flat cap. And when that accomplished the purpose of calling people's attention to him, he switched back to a straighter style. Long pants and white V-neck sweater with a big red letter G on the front. His song has just ended a 4-week run at number 1. This week it's number 2. Here's Gilbert O'Sullivan.
When a little while from now, if I'm not feeling any less sour, I promise myself to treat myself and visit a nearby tower. And climbing to the top, will throw myself off in an effort to make clear to whoever what it's like when you're shattered, left standing in the lurch at a church where people say, my God, that's tough, she stood him up. No point in us remaining. We may as well go on, as I did on my own, alone again. Naturally, to think that only yesterday I was cheerful, bright and gay, looking forward to wouldn't do the role I was about to play. But as if to knock me down, reality came around, and without so much as a mere touch, cut me into little pieces, leaving me to doubt. Talk about God in His mercy, if He really does exist, why did He desert me? In my hour of need, I truly am indeed alone again. Naturally, seems to me that there are more hearts broken in the world that can't be mended, left unattended. What do we do? What do we do?
Naturally, this week at number 2, after being at number 1 for 4 consecutive weeks. And strangely enough, the tune that is now number 1 was right behind it at number 2 for 4 consecutive weeks. It's a 4-man group from New Jersey that has a number 1 best-selling song in the USA. Let's mention their names. Elliot Lorre, Peter Swevel, Larry Gonski, Jeff Grob. They started out as a club band at Rutgers University. And they end up with the number 1 best-selling song in the USA this week. They call themselves Looking Glass. And their song, Brandy, You're a Fine Girl.
Billboard's number 1. and it serves 100 ships a day. Lonely sailors pass the time away and talk about their homes. And there's a girl in this harbor town, and she works laying whiskey down. They say brandy, fetch another round. She serves them whiskey and wine. The sailors say brandy. A braided chain made of finest silver from the north of Spain. A locket that bears the name of a man that Brandy loved. He came on a summer's day bringing gifts from far away, but he made it clear he couldn't stay. No harbor was his home. The sailor said, Brandy, down. Brandy walks through a silent town and loves a man who's not around. She still can hear him say, she hears him say, Brandy, you're a fine girl. You're a fine girl. What a good wife you would be.
Such a fine girl.
But my life, my love and my lady is the same. Brandy, you're a fine girl.
After 4 weeks at number two, they make number one this week. From New Jersey, a four-man group who call themselves Looking Glass. Brandy, you're a fine girl. You've just heard the 40 biggest-selling hits in America for the past week on American Top 40. My name's Casey Kasem, when we do our countdown every week at this time. Our list of the Top 40 comes from Billboard's weekly survey, based on retail record sales of the country's most popular songs. AT40 is distributed and produced by Watermark Incorporated. My producer, Don Bastani. We tape the show here in Hollywood. Join me next week and we'll do it again. Till then, keep your feet in the ground and keep reaching for the stars.
This classic presentation of Casey Kasem's American Top 40, the 70s, was digitally remastered by Shannon Lynn and produced by Lori Krimi. Production by Stephen Carthy. Special thanks to Matt Wilson, Rob Durkee, Pete Battistini, and of course, Casey Kasem.